Jesus is sincere. Now, today we're doing two special things. We're thanking our observers who have learned to assist us, but we also need to think what this is for, those children who don't necessarily have anything to assist us. This is our true service, as I'm sure most of you are aware, where at some point later training, we'll be inviting us to bring our gifts to the altar. So, who is ready for Christmas? We need some volunteers there, so if you want to come to us, I need some volunteers. Which one is for us? Who's going to come to us? So Advent is all about waiting. Now, today's festival tells us what we are waiting. Waiting for Jesus' return. At this time of year, we're marking waiting for Jesus' return. So there's a real thing of waiting. Now, who is ready for Christmas? Who is ready for Christmas? Yes, how about you guys? What do you need to do to prepare for Christmas? Who are the ones? all good. Here's the deal. Even if they were saying that they do confess that they went to Jesus. So you do need to go to Jesus to tell the secrets. And as we sit here, so you can see what we're doing. And we wait for it. But we wait for the practice. The practice is really a sense of person, and it's just too much to do. Lots of figure, there's a prayer, there's a present, the churches, and all the rest of it. If you don't trust me, reminds us that this is a level of all time for Jesus to return. Because we will come again, and not really expect it. But in our business and battle, it's really important that we don't miss seeing Jesus. If we next time we'll be coming together again to worship and celebrate two times, and come to this church in one drop of service, teaching us about our own way of doing things, it's so difficult to be focused on Jesus. We shouldn't worry about when we're going to come again, because none of us know that. What will we do to do that? God is the only person who knows that. How we live our lives now is the most important thing we're doing as soon as we're starting. The closer we want, the more to keep the path, while we're behind to the end of the day. We also need to expect to be unexpected, because Jesus' return is really being a big surprise. So, keep the wait, and be ready. And how does this look for our everyday lives? What do you do? What if you're following Jesus' maturity in our everyday lives? That's what it takes, isn't it? I was thinking about it and doing this for kindness today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thinking about using things for kindness. Anybody else got that question?
Yes, I think it's really important. I think it's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, doing things for different things.
Praying.
Today is the first day of Advent. I have some help to do with that today. I want to hand out the candles so you can take it home. I want it. And it won't hurt. Help to bring it out when I put it in the box. And it won't hurt when I put it in the box. So Advent journey has begun. And it's the perfect time to wait. To be old and prepared to be ready, to expect the unexpected, so let us pray. We will direct your light and hope throughout the rest of the day. Help us to bring your peace of light, to you and our living room. Amen.